all integration formulae have the simple form that they assume that the formula which we will assume is of the form, we're doing an integral f of x of g of x. You can put g of x equals 1, but g of x is put there as a, because it turns out that often you need a, you have a sort of an unknown function f or a complicated function f, and you have a g of x which might be x or 1 over the square root of 1 minus x squared or cos x or something simple which is some sort of natural weight function for the problem. Then you always write the integral I in the form of a sum over a number of weight functions w of r times the value of the function at positions x sub r. So the so-called Newton-Cotes formulae, which are the, actually the formulae, the simplest formulae, are gotten by, well, they take g of x equal to 1, but they choose the x sub r's to be just an equally spaced grid over the integration domain from a to b. So you just write the integral as some weight functions to be determined times the function at these grid points. So this is why it's going to end up very closely related to differentiation, because in differentiation, essentially, I take an, if I'm solving a differential equation between the points A and B, I take these equally, I take a little grid size H, and I define effectively a set of grid points between A and B with equal spacing. So these are the formulae, the integration formulae, which are the equivalent of the differentiation formulae we did. So, Newton-Cotes formulae correspond to a very simple choice. So here we have a formula, integral from a to b of f of x dx is wi of f of x, f of f at x sub I. I've chosen m plus 1 grid points x sub I, so where x of naught is a and x of n is b. So I have m plus 1 weight functions w of I. You get a Newton-Cotes formulae of label n by choosing the m plus 1 w's such that this linear formula here is exact for all polynomials of degree less than or equal to n. So that's sort of a reasonable type of thing you're doing. Remember, when we differentiate, we're essentially saying the there's only one thing you, well, in this class of formulae, you're just assuming f is smooth. So when I differentiate, effectively I assume that f is some, I did Taylor expansions the whole time, assuming it was smooth. Here I'm, again, making the assumption that f is smooth over this range A of B, ineffectively approximatable by a polynomial.